Welcome to the fall virtual summit brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you one of the top speakers in the world, Mr. Wael Badaway. Wael, why don't you take it from here?
Yes, hi. You know that many of us will try to figure out what we can do and what are we good at. So when I try to figure out what I would like to do and what I love and how to support myself and my family and make a sustainable system, I try to reach out to the closest things to me. And unfortunately, I cannot find anything other than me, because me is the closest things which I can use to make income and support myself, my family, and everybody around me. Me means my brand, means what I can do, how I can serve others, how I can help, and how I can monetize this particular expertise to make sense and build sustainable system. When I go around and look at everyone, I figure out that 97% of us are always complaining that they don't make the money they deserve. Many of us, up to 92% of us, will always try to figure out how, what can they do with their financial statement. And I would like to give you the challenge. Ask the surrounding. Ask if someone can tell you how much do they owe on a credit card and what is their plan. 94% of us usually struggle in the third to fourth week to figure out how they can continue till the next paycheck. And I don't think it has to be like that. I think we or me deserve more. So if I deserve more based on my knowledge, based on my personal brand, or what I do and what I know, what is the problem? Why I cannot make enough to be happy and leave behind a legacy? My understanding is we don't try or attempt to push forward our brand. We don't like to brag and talk about what we do, to the extent that nobody around us will figure out how our wonderful human being is. Usually our fear and ego will get in the way. Our fear and ego will say, I don't want to market myself. I don't want to speak about what I do. I don't want to talk about my mission, my passion, my vision, where I want to be in my future. People believe that if they talk about that, others will not appreciate it. And I'm telling you, you have to stop and think about it twice. If I know you, your plans, if I know where you want to be, and I'm really a good friend of you, I will support you and I will try to push you. Many of us believe that they can do it themselves. They can go around and they can try to pick up or cherry pick, sometimes we say it, an opportunity. Usually we are interested, you are not committed to build your personal identity and try to maximize money out of it. We don't have a good understanding of money and how to manage it. We don't have a good understanding what is the money can do for us. We don't understand the difference between a cost and investment. When we go to school and we pay for education, we invest in our future. When we do a personal development program, or when try to learn new skills or new tools, or try to understand or access a platform, it is an investment. It's an investment which should get you back money, and you should be able to compute what is the return of investment. Majority of my friends, and surprisingly enough, they feel that they should not be successful. I had one time a close friend who said, you know what, I have good money, I have good kids, and if I be more successful, I will lose some of the other stuff. And to be honest with you, it's wrong. If you don't know what success means, if you should try to figure out. The barrier of being successful or not being successful is inside your brain, is all inside your mindset. The minute you think about that, if you'll be successful, you will lose something else in your life, I don't think is right. I don't think you deserve to live the life of fear, that you are not successful and you are not good enough to lead the world, rock as a star, and maximize the return of investment and the revenue of you as a star. Most of the time, we don't know what we don't know. And if you don't know what you don't know, you should try to figure out the information you don't know. Ask yourself simple questions. Ask yourself why other speakers or other authors can make more money than you. Try to figure it out. Try to surround yourself with experts who understand how to figure out how to make money and maximize your profit out of your brand. Nowadays, we feel that we are vulnerable and we are exposed. Many of us have fear that if they participate in the social media, they are exposed. Majority of us will say, oh, you know what? But I don't have a Facebook account, but I don't have a Twitter. You know, I am not there, and they feel proud out of it. I can tell you, 94% of buyers and contractors will search a product online within 2 minutes of or less after the first impression. If somebody will refer you or say you should be considered so they can buy your service, imagine what they will do. The very thing they will find you online. And if they don't find you online, they will not hire you. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, if you move to a new town, what was the very first things to do? The very first thing was to apply for a landline phone number. And you make sure you are listed inside the white pages or the phone book. And if someone will come to visit you and try to find you in this town, what they will do? They will look you up in the phone book. Nowadays, people searching others online. And sorry, dear, if we cannot find you online, you don't exist. It's not different than a phone book. It's just the new age of having stuff online. I learned through my analysis and studies that 30% of all Google search in 2012 were about employment and contracting. And when I look at the numbers, this is about 300 million search a month about employment and contracting. So if you are competing out there in the market for contracting or finding jobs, you are competing with 300 million on a monthly basis. So I'm not sure in 2015 how big are these numbers, but what I can share with you, my good friends, recruiters will say, if they get access to your Facebook and social platforms, they most likely have a 40% better candidate for the job. Last week, I was in a major event I was presenting, and we had this question. So do the employer consider my Facebook, which is with connection with my family, or it's good enough to have on a professional platform such as LinkedIn? I have to ask you one question before I give you my answer. Why will they consider hiring you? They will consider hiring you because of you, because of your human touch, because of your understanding, because of your fingerprint, your DNA, and because what do you know? Not because of the knowledge which exists. So if you are an engineer or an IT or a project manager, if you took a if we just pick up a simple example, if I need somebody to implement Six Sigma techniques for management, Six Sigma techniques, I can get it from Google. It's very easy. I can get it from the books. So why do I hire you in particular? I hire you because of your personal touch, because of your fingerprint, because it's you, because of your expertise, which is unreplicable anywhere. Nobody can have your own expertise, your own way to understand this information and apply. So if I'm hiring you, because of your commitment, because you are a passion, because you have a good personality, what is and where will I find such information? I will find it in your social platforms, which is not professional. I will find it inside your Facebook accounts, inside your Instagram accounts, inside what have you, where you share about your personal life. Nowadays, your personal life matters. Nowadays, your personal life reflects how good you are as an employee or contractor or just a performer. And if I can ask the following question, like if someone does not have a stable life, does not represent a warm feelings when you go to his personal life, will someone consider hiring him? I don't know. I will leave the judgment for you. We have obligation to ourselves. When you try to complain that you don't make enough money, when you try to complain that you cannot find a job, I would answer to you, poverty is a choice. Poverty never been a poverty, because when you are in this stage, your poverty is your choice. You are the one who decline of speaking out and shouting out how good you are, how wonderful you are, what the values you can do to your clients. And you are the one who comes back and say, oh, I did not get what I deserve. So why you could not negotiate? Because they don't know how you are a wonderful committed employee or contractor. Many of us will stand and say, oh, you know what? I don't have time to this. I'm super busy. And I tell you, you have to stop and think about that. If you sleep, if you work, if you prepare, eat every day, how long will it take? When I did the studies, I found out that people will sleep about 42 hours on the average a week. People will work 45 hours on the average a week, usually 7 hours for preparation, about 10 and a half hours to sleep, to eat over the 7 days a week. What's the leftover from this mass, if you do it for with me, you will figure out that there are 48 and a half hours in the week, which you can use for shelling out, going to bar, being on social media, watching news, and whatever else you want to do. Take your kids to soccer or hockey or football or whatever. And these 48 hours and a half are more than a full-time job. Because in Canada, full-time job defined once you have 37 and a half hours. So you have 10 more hours than a full-time job. It's a full-time job and overtime included. So if I have more than a full-time available for me, and I'm looking to get more work, I'm looking to get more jobs, I'm looking to create a passive income, I'm looking to create a legacy system, I'm looking to change a career, what can I do with half of this time to support my dream? So in my understanding, if you spend 20 hours of your dream and you have a plan and a blueprint which you execute right away, you should be able to achieve within 3 to 6 months what your dream is about. We are in our organization, which we name it Win Your Brand. We are about brand. We are about individuals who can win their brands. We are about individuals who understand the meaning of winning. In my book, The Guide to Win, I start with a definition of what is your win. And when I ask myself, what is your win, I end up writing another book, which is Define Your Win. I am Wael Badawi, the fellow who can help you define your win, and we can guide you to win. In the book of Guide to Win, I wrote about when you firm your winning goal, you should be able to identify your winning strategy. The strategy has to be outlined. And once you have this strategy, you start to execute on it with a passion and dedication, because passion is the key and dedication is the secret sauce for winning, because you will keep doing it and doing it and doing it till the job gets done, which basically you win. So if you do have these plans and execute on them, you should be able to see results coming within 3 to 6 months. It's not a lot of work. Is basically a plan which you execute. We spend lots of time on social media. We spend lots of time on watching news. If we can shift to what we do toward building our brand as our brand as our dream, we should be able to monetize this brand, and we should be able to increase our income and triple our income and move forward to a better financial situation or satisfaction and leave behind a strong legacy. So the question will be is, what are the top challenges to execute and figure out what is my brand about? The top five challenges based on my studies is, number five challenge is you don't know, you don't feel, you don't understand, you don't smell, you don't live your brand. People would say, I am a time management coach. Great. What's your time management look like for yourself? Oh, it sucks. Why it sucks? Why you cannot teach yourself? I cannot teach myself because I have my own ego. And usually when you have your ego will block you from applying what you teach your clients toward what you do. So if you have a strategy to understand the strengths of your brand, the strengths of you, what you can do, if you get to be aware, see every day in the mirror what's your brand look like, you should be able to implement a strategy to foster this brand to the next level. I always get a joke about smelling your brand. Yeah, if you are a good perfume testers, and you always can smell your brand. If you have a brand of perfume, you can smell it. A smell, touch, see, hear, feel your brand is the number five challenge in order for you to monetize and make money of your brand. The number four challenge is you are not in control. You are not in control of your brand. You cannot control what people outside you sees you and how they can decide about your brand. Usually, we leave control because we have our fear and the ego comes in the way. We are scared. We don't know how to control our brand. I can share with you a small story that when I had my brand out, I was able to control it. Since 1992, I was able to position, shift, and reposition my brand every 3 to 5 years to match the technology advancement and to be able to get grants and support when I used to be in the university for as a university professor. We switch our brands all the time. When you be a teenager, you try to hook with someone, you have a brand, and once you be a fiancé or you have a girlfriend or you be married, and later on once you have kids, you switch your brand. If you can't control your brand, you should be able to monetize your brand. So one of the top challenge, number four challenge, is you are not in control of your brand. The third challenge, which is close to my heart, I call it misguided arrow. I know my brand, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to share, what to disclose, what I should do so people will know. Nowadays, with social media becoming available for free, it's an opportunity. I know you may be scared, you may think about it in a different way, but all what I can tell you, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to maximize your own exposure. And it is not as scary thing as you believe. A misguided arrow is an arrow which does not know where to go. And I will give you example of how much we plan and we design nonsense stuff compared to our future and our brand. So if I will take you with me in a car or in a bus, and I will just take you to a vacation and I will drive you and I will say, we are going for a vacation. What is the immediate question you'll have for me? Where are we going? I will reply to you, we are going to a vacation. And you'll keep repeating the question. I will have the only answer. We are going on a vacation. You know what you will say? Most likely you will stop me and say, you know what? Stop here. It doesn't make sense. Where are we going? I'll tell you, we are going for a vacation. Yes, my friend. We design for our vacations more than what we design for our life, for our brand, for our money-making opportunity. We design our vacations. I remember when we went to Vegas first time, we had fellows who design every single step because they want to maximize their exposure through all the buildings in Vegas, through all the events in Vegas, through whatever. We have been exposed to a strategy where you go and say, at this particular time, I have to be in this particular street because of that. I walk from here to there in this route because I want to see every single thing. It's amazing how much do you plan for your vacation and how less or how you no plan to your brand, which can make you a passive income and legacy. So number three challenge was a misguided arrow, and the misguided arrow is dangerous and you have to fix it. The second major challenge for you to monetize your brand is you don't take actions on time. You are lazy. People are not acting as aggressive as it should be on time, and they lose opportunities. When you don't take action on time, what will happen? When you don't take actions on time, you will lose the opportunity. The window of opportunity is very small, so you will lose it. When you are lazy enough, you don't want to take action, you let the information pass by you, you don't apply them. I will share with you one of the most famous quote I live with. Transformations, information without application is fantasy. It's like you look at a movie. However, transformation will start with the application of information. For me, when I get information, I apply them. For me, when I take information, I immediately evaluate and see how to apply them. When I get information from experts, I don't just let them go by because I don't want to live in my own fantasy. I would love to have a transformation for myself. And my transformation for myself, and this is exactly my mission to help you with, I would love you to start to step out right now and go to any of your social platform and share that you learn from this particular podcast with Wael Badawi, that information without transformation is fantasy. Transformation will start with the application of information. And let your tribes know that you self-educate yourself, that you listen to the expert, and you can, at that point, be seen as a point of contact, point of interest, as a good brand. And start to take actions. The number two challenge against you making passive income, making the income you deserve, is you don't take action toward establishing your own brand and monetize your own brand. The top challenge then, what will it be? The top challenge is basically you. You are the one who know that you are the brand. You are the one who know that you would invest in your brand, but you don't do it because you are scared. You don't understand how to use the money for investment. And you are the one who does not take actions on time and is avoiding to be in control of your brand because usually you are afraid of success. For me, this time, stop, break the shell, try to stand out and tweet back what you learn. What we learn today is how to stand out, not to blend in. What does it mean stand out, not to blend in? And what are the top challenges you face to stand out, not to blend in? I am Wael Badawi, I'm with Win Your Brand. We have an organization for personal training for personal branding. We teach online and in person, the 12 streams of income seeded by your brand. We provide step-by-step programs to maximize the profit of your own brand. We will guide you to launch, maintain, and control your brand by the very first interaction with us when you join either our online training or our workshops and seminars in person. Majority of our seminars are for free, and you can attend them online or in person if you go to winyourbrand.com/signup, winyourbrand.com/signup. You should be able to join any of our seminars and workshop. If you visit winyourbrand.com, you will see video testimonials for our clients and our tribes and what people can say about us. My bonus to you, if you are in this particular podcast, if you go to winyourbrand.com/report access. This report access will give you a tool to assess your personal brand and your exposures online. This is Wael Badawi from Win Your Brand. gmail.com. And looking forward to hear your questions and feedback. If you'd like, email me at info@winyourbrand.com. Thank you.